We bow our heads in prayer. Father, again, on this final Wednesday in this Lenten season, we come once again to praise you, to thank you, to remember all that you have accomplished for us. Yes, the victory we have in Christ, and we celebrate it as we live out our lives and our time, and we know the wonderful sacrifice you have made through your cross and death. So be with us this night. Help us to focus on what that means for each of us as your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, tonight, the last Lenten worship of this season. Tonight, our focus is on palms and victory is our theme, which seems like an odd combination, and yet it is the reality, because normally we think of Palm Sunday when we have the palms and we wave them and we a lot of times have the procession into church, because we are reminded of when Jesus entered triumphantly into Jerusalem. He was there in a hero's welcome, enjoying the shouts and praises of people as they prepared to celebrate the Passover in Jerusalem. There they are, singing and proclaiming, "Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." But within a couple days, they become very fickle. The cries change. The verses soon become a different verse, a different focus. As they cry out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" You see, palm branches are not just something we do on Palm Sunday, but if you have read your scripture, you know anything about the scriptures, you know that palm branches have significance in various places in the Bible. For instance, in our Old Testament reading about the Feast of the Tabernacle or tents, here they were, men of Israel would come together and they would put up their tents, and for 7 days they would remember how God had provided for Israel during the 40 years in the wilderness. During this feast, they came with their leafy boughs and their palms, and they lived in tents. Of course, as Mrs. Erickson talked about, think about their journey in the wilderness. For years they had lived in tents. How would you like to live in tents for 40 years? You know, I go to Canada, and I love to fish in Canada. Where we go, it's way up in the northern part of Canada. And it takes, once we get to the lake, it's 17 miles by water. And there we put up our camp for a week in tents. And I can tell you, by the end of the week, it's time to go home. Okay? Oh, the feasting is great, but that's another story. Yes, it's important for us to think about what the Israelites went through. And when they celebrated at the Feast of the Tabernacles or of Tents, then they would pick out, the high priest would choose 2 goats. And on one of them he'd place his hand and he would put all the sins of the people upon this scrap goat. And then they would send him out in the wilderness, because they knew what would happen to him. He was to be that sacrificial lamb on behalf of all the people of God. And they took the other lamb and they slaughtered him and they poured out his blood. And the high priest went into Most High. And there he sprinkled it on the mercy seat on the 4 corners of the altar. The Israelites recollected how they had been unfaithful and rebellious against their God in the desert. They remembered the first generation who had come out of Egypt but never saw the promised land. And while they remembered, they also remembered how God had been gracious and wonderful in providing provisions with them, and they would wave their palms. They also would do the remembering how God would lead them out of the promised land, out of Egypt to the promised land. And there they would, in those 40 years of wandering, how God took care of them. Their clothes did not wear out. Their sandals did not wear out. They had manna and they had eaten, and they had meat to eat. God was with them on their journey. They were on that first day together from the various fruits of the splendid trees. Take the palm branches and boughs, and then they were to spend these 7 days remembering and rejoicing together in the victory that God had given them. Tonight, you're asked to take a palm branch. You're probably wondering, why are we doing that in Lent? Because we're going to remember Palm Sunday. But I want you to think about, just as the Israelites did when they waved their boughs and palm branches and gathered together, of what God has done for you, who you are in Christ. Remember that in a few short days, we remember how Jesus at that Passover meal would break bread, and he would institute a new command for them, a new way of relating to them as God's people. They were to remember how he, after that feast, would go into the garden. There he would have those sweat drops of blood and soon be betrayed by Judas, and then the illegal trial. We all know where it leads: to Good Friday, to suffering, to death, and what that would mean for all of God's people. He would be ridiculed, beaten, his blood shed for you and I in a very personal way. That's what I want you to think about, what this next week is all about. Remember the reason that Christ went to the cross. It was for you, for me, for the entire world. Here, God gave you victory in Christ's suffering and death and his resurrection. Raise your palm branches with me right now. Because you see, the reality is, John gives us a vision of what heaven would be like. And there, the saints in their white robes, waving their branches, would cry out, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." But remember, Jesus, naked on the cross, bore your sins. You are not naked, but victorious. There you have palm branches. Palm branches are green and symbolize strength and life. In the Song of Solomon, yes, the palm branches are referring to strength and a vigorous life and the abundance we have. Think about palm branches in that way. Or consider that in the temple, palm branches were carved into the walls. We use these single palm branches because, you see, it is because of that cross that Jesus suffered, died, and was raised again for us. And we need to remember that. And you know, the reason we had single palm branch tonight is, I use these all the time, and what I love to see is that you could take these home and you can make a cross out of this single palm branch. And I saw it good. There's one right there. That's what you could do with that. Put it somewhere where you can have it and remind yourself that palms remind us of victory we have in Christ. That Jesus shed his blood for us. That you and I have been sprinkled with the blood of Christ, washed in the waters of your baptism. And you are a conqueror because of what Christ has accomplished. And yes, even if your life feels upside down or in turmoil, you still know the victory that is ours in Christ. And even in the midst of agony and defeat, you have been washed by Christ. You wait to be robed in that white robe of righteousness. Throughout Lent, we've been looking at those promised treasures. The first week we were to be those ashes, which we never got to do, sitting in ashes. The second week we were talking about the salt, being salt. And then the third week was about water, and then the light. And last week we talked about the bread, and tonight palms. Remember who you are, what God has done for you. And you have a reason to come back and celebrate and to rejoice together as God's people. To remember on that most holy night, on Maundy Thursday, where he broke bread and he could give to us that new command, that sacrament. Yes.